Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram, and follow this podcast so you never miss another episode. A recap of last week, we talked about the microbiome, gut health, prebiotics and probiotics, and the importance of having a very diverse microbiome. You can have all kinds of various health benefits and also mental health benefits as well, as your gut is connected to the brain in that way. So if you want to learn more about all those topics and how to live a healthier life and have a better physical and mental state, then go back and watch that episode. This week we're going to be talking about happiness habits. So what do you think about happiness habits?
So just getting into a habit in general is good for your health, for your mental health, especially having some sort of routine. So in particular, what to add to your routine. And we'll talk later about kind of what our routine looks like and what we've added to help with our happiness. But gratitude is a huge thing to add to your routine. So again, gratitude is like being able to express thankfulness for things. So trying to write down more positive things about your day and life, even if it is just a few things. So that's something you could do like at your nightly routine. You can also add that in at the beginning of your day and just thanking, you know, the universe or whoever that you're awake and able to enjoy another day. So practicing gratitude, also practicing kindness, making an effort to perform a random act of kindness throughout the day. And it doesn't have to be like buying something for someone. It really can just be like smiling at someone else or giving a compliment, holding the door for someone. So they can be small, random acts of kindness, but that does help with your happiness as well. And mentioning smiling more often does improve your mood. So just simply, even if you're not happy, if you're smiling and have a fake smile, eventually your mood actually does change to be happy.
Okay, or 10 or 15 seconds. If you smile for 10 or 15 seconds, then your brain will automatically get happier.
It's crazy. So try that if you haven't already. Meditating is something else that helps with happiness. It's a really good habit. I know my husband does a really good job of this. He is for sure the guru in our household of meditation. I do aspire to be like him in this, and I know and have seen that it's helped his mood a lot. So that's another habit to get into for happiness. Eating well. Our last episode was actually just about our gut and the microbiome in your gut and how that impacts really all of your body. So just eating a very well-balanced or like a light breakfast, just eating healthy throughout your day and in the week does help with your mood as well. Forgiving often, keeping a journal, acknowledging your feelings as they come. So part of being happy is also knowing that you're going to have other feelings that come up every once in a while, and that's okay. It's just making sure that you acknowledge it in that moment. I heard on another podcast that I listened to that, you know, allowing yourself to have those emotions, but setting like a limit and boundary to those emotions. So whether it be literally setting a timer and allowing yourself to cry for 2 minutes, that's okay, right? We're gonna have these emotions that come up in us, and we do need to allow ourselves to go through those emotions in order for us to also be more happy. So that might be something to try, setting those timers once those feelings come up, but making sure that you still do acknowledge those negative feelings. Sleep is a huge impact and great habit to get into. You want to get, you know, the amount of sleep that that's good for your age and gender. So you can look that up online. They kind of have all these different things out there of like how much sleep you should get. But people who do get enough sleep tend to have better moods. You have more focus and better self-control as well. Adopting having a more positive or growth mindset throughout your day. So instead of having that negative self-talk, and I know we've talked about this in previous episodes, but having a growth mindset and keeping positive throughout your day. We both listen to positive affirmations to start our day, and that is something that I feel has made a huge impact on my entire day moving forward. So I keep repeating those same positive affirmations. There are days where it's still going to be hard, but having that habit in my life has helped me to then be more happy in the long run too. Limiting social media apps, or usage, I should say. So setting a timer or a limit on the amount of time that you're getting onto social media. I definitely catch myself diving into those Instagram reels or posting some things on Snapchat, and then just kind of getting off. And then before I know it, it's like an hour later and I'm like, whoa, okay, way too much time on social media. I could be doing so much more with my life right now. So try to limit that time that you're on social media. That does help and impacts your mood greatly. And appreciating more. So again, making this part of like a night routine or your morning routine, writing in a journal the things that you appreciated for that day or maybe the week if it's the end of the week. I know we've been implementing it at dinner time at least once a week to do like what was our rose and our thorn, but in particular trying to pick out those roses from our weeks. And then don't take offense of things, making sure that we kind of drop things that have happened in the past and just moving forward in life as well. Yeah, that's what I have as far as some of the habits for happiness.
Yeah, some great information mentioned there. So yeah, you know, just pick a wellness habit, just one wellness habit if you want to get started. And that'll get you started in the AM to have a ritual that can make you happier. You can start with meditation, as my wife mentioned, which has really helped me. All you're doing mainly is closing your breath, closing your eyes, actually, and focusing on your breath. Don't want to close your breath. And that is how you get started with meditation. There's a lot of techniques out there. We talk about that more in a previous episode, and we'll talk about that more in the future as well. But just to run through some options for you, there's also studies that show that some exercise in the morning can boost your happiness. So that is another option there, is to do a quick 10 to 15 minute yoga flow that you might find on YouTube, or an ab workout, or some push-ups, or a band workout. So it's always good to get your day started with a couple of those options. But there's a wide array of things you can do. You can also maybe just pull up a chair and stare out your window. Maybe you have a nice view of some nature in your backyard or something like that. And just give yourself some time to look out the window and focus on what's going on around you. Get your phone out of your room. So that's another way to kind of increase your happiness. As my wife was mentioning with the social media, to really limit that, as the studies have shown that social media can decrease your mood over time. Also, emails and just being connected to your phone all the time is going to decrease your happiness overall. Talk to yourself. The positive affirmations are a good way to start your day in the morning. Your mind's kind of on beta at that point. So if you can start with something positive first thing in the morning, that's a good way to start thinking positively, and that'll carry on throughout your day and your week as well. So make sure you go and find some positive affirmations to get your day started with. And you can also talk to somebody else. That's always a good day, a good way to get your day started. Talk to your significant other, a friend or family member, and somebody that you get along with. Maybe they're funny, and that's a good way to get your day started as well, is just to start your day with a connection. And incorporate gratitude. I know I like to journal And I mainly journal about gratitude prompts. So that really helps me to take time and identify what I can be grateful for in my life. And that starts to just build happiness over time as you find more things to appreciate. So incorporate gratitude, whatever that looks like for you. Take a sip of water, make sure that you actually fill the water, think about where it came from, and just kind of stay in the moment as much as possible with everything going on around you, whether it's drinking something, eating something, just enjoying the quietness of the room. So just really trying to find that moment. And you definitely want to try to stay in that moment, because going into the past can kind of create depression for you at times, and going into the future can create anxiety. So another way to really increase happiness is just to recognize that everything is secure and safe in the moment, and you have everything that you need. So that is what I had for the ways to increase your happiness. And I believe that next week we're going to be talking about sleep.
Yep.
So very important to make sure you get those 7 to 8 hours as much as possible. But we'll talk more about that next week.
Yeah. And so a challenge then for this week for everyone is, you know, similar to what we are always kind of saying, but try to implement at least one of these, an easy one to be able to implement into a morning routine or night routine or any time throughout the day would be simply practicing kindness. So, you know, do a random act of kindness this week. Smile, set a timer for 2 minutes and see, or what was it again? How long?
10 to 15 seconds smile will typically trigger your brain to be a little bit happier. A lot of ways to show an act of kindness.
Yeah.
I know that popular one was paying for the person's Starbucks that's behind you. But
so not as long as 2 minutes of us holding your smile or fake smile, but try, even if you are or catch yourself in a bad mood, just to smile. So yeah, practice doing some random acts of kindness this week.
Sounds great. Make sure you follow us on Superhumanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram, and follow this podcast. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.